Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of all of our regular business, and we'll move on to old business.
So the lead bank case, I received no notice, I was going to be rest tonight?
That's what I'm getting ready to do, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry.
That's okay, ma'am.
This is all new.
That, ma'am, that's fine. Okay, we'll go to old business, and our first case under that is 11,223. Okay. And that is a variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
I believe the people bought this property with that.
I'm sorry?
I believe the people said they bought the property with that on there.
It did. The gentleman did say it did.
I believe there was
he can move it too, right?
Huh?
He said he could move it.
No, he said that if he did move it, then he would disrupt everything in front of it.
If he did move it, then he wouldn't have enough to get his doors open and stuff for his
building. But it favors and stuff, though. I mean, it's not a permanent building.
No, but he can move it, but if he did, he wouldn't have room to get his stuff out of his building because he only had like
he had,
six inches thing. He had to move all his pavers. You know,
he had plannings. He had a lot of things going on in front of it.
Landscaping and stuff like that he'd have to move with.
There was also testimony that there were three right in the very vicinity of this one that were all in.
They were all, I'm sorry, go ahead.
They were all in.
Same area of this.
Same development, same proximity.
Yeah.
Same proximity.
They were all in violation.
Violation.
And the lady moved hers.
One has been moved.
She chose to move hers. And then she showed up in opposition because she chose to move hers. But
yeah.
She could have applied.
She could have.
She had the same option.
Yeah, she had the same option.
By the county, said do.
Right.
She was going by the rules.
By the rules.
And there's still.
She might have had the same. That's true, but at the same time, she didn't. Did she have the same problem that he may? Or wait, wasn't he bought it like that with the two though?
Yeah.
So I mean, I hadn't heard that, but I don't. You know, he didn't create it.
Right.
Right.
Nor did she. She just chose to.
Yeah, she didn't create hers either, but she chose to go her route.
To come
she
in
had
blind.
The same, you know, because the there's another one out there too would have the same option.
And I believe have we approached the other one that's in violation?
All three were sent notices telling them they needed to apply or move the shed. One was moved. One applied right away, and the other is about to apply.
They're about to apply for it.
They came in late last week. And had a meeting with Kelly and all, and they were gonna
apply. Also.
Apply, okay.
So that would have been.
I can't remember if we asked her how much she had to move either. I mean, I think she did say she moved a tree, took a tree out or something.
I think it was more than one tree, Mr. Work.
Ma'am, the testimony is closed. I'm sorry, the hearing was closed. This is just no, ma'am. There's no testimony. This is just for the board to debate the case. No, ma'am. I'm sorry. Okay? Thank you. Okay, again, Mr. Burton.
Jamie answered the question. Said there was a couple of trees that took that, right, Jamie?
Yeah, my notes indicate that there was four.
Four trees?
Yeah. Okay.
But that, you know, certainly up to you to determine whether those.
Were they all required? If she took that cosmetic, she took out one, wouldn't take them all. I mean, we didn't.
Yeah,
hear
I
that
didn't
way.
Get into that.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying too, Mr. Workman. But however, you know, and then we got one to apply. They all had the same option. The other one had that's following this one here with. So I had no problem with it myself, but that's.
No, I don't have any problem with it.
Yeah. Mr. Hudson?
No, I don't. I think the options for all three were the same, and I believe the Mrs. Davidson in opposition to it had the same option as the applicant here.
Right. Mr. Wicker?
I believe the applicant could move it into compliance the same way as the other lady did and not in too much trouble, so I say no.
Mr. Burton?
I agree with Bud. I think he can move it. I don't know what the distance is really from there. I'm not looking at it. I didn't go down and look.
Right.
So I don't know what the distance is, but I think they could no too.
Right, gentlemen, well, we've heard back and forth then. That's good. So if There's no further discussion. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think because the applicant bought the property with the, developed the way it was, that, you know, requiring them now to move it would be a hardship that they should not have to bear. It was there when they bought it,
right.
So it wasn't created by them and therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We didn't hear testimony that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, or it was going to be detrimental to the public welfare. And I think the applicant's asking for a minimum to afford some relief. And so I make a motion we approve case number 11,223.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second that.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,223.
Mr. Chairman, before we vote,
yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mills, did you say anything about the uniqueness? I didn't.
The uniqueness in that it was already developed when they purchased the property.
So mm-hmm. You believe the property is unique?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Nay. I think the check can be moved.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
I say nay because I believe the hardship has been created. Being created by the applicant.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated, and I do believe it meets the standards for granting the variance.
And I and Mr. Calloway say aye for the reasons, or for the reason that has been stated by Mr. Mills and seconded by Mr. Hudson. So by a vote of 3-2, case number 11,223 is approved.